President Trump's relationship with Jeffrey Epstein is once again being called into question amid new accounts from an Epstein accuser recalling a meeting with Mr. Trump in Epstein's office. In speaking with Aaron Burnett, Maria Farmer did not accuse the president of wrongdoing in that interaction in the 90s, but she said something just felt off about the encounter. The White House calls her story false, claiming Trump never visited Epstein's office.
I was vulnerable, sweaty, just a nobody. In an office with these two men, that it felt very predatory and uncomfortable. He's lying. I don't appreciate it. He was absolutely at the offices, and it was 9 o'clock at night. I thought it was inappropriate, but also they were best friends at the time.
Farmer's story comes as more Republicans call for the release of the Epstein files. And there is growing momentum for a discharge petition led by Republican Thomas Massie to force a floor vote on releasing more files from the investigation.
We'll get phase two of the Epstein files because we'll get, I believe, every Democrat and at least a dozen Republicans who want transparency and justice.
So I doubt there's something there, but I'd rather just put it out there. Put sunlight on it.
You know, with the Massie discharge petition, it's got some teeth to it, and it will pass.
I can tell you for the past, more than a week, the highest volume of calls into my office have been about Epstein. People want the information.
Well, they may want that information, but Speaker of the House Mike Johnson is blocking any vote on anything related to Epstein until September.